everybody's all excited and we get that energy up and going and everything. And before he threw in that last song, I thought the song before, which I love that song, guys, don't get me wrong. The song before, God Use Me, I think is really a good introduction into our speaker tonight, because I do see this person as someone who does want to be used by God and has always stepped up to the plate when we talk about helping out with others and just really doing that godly part of doing unto others and we talk about godly service. I think of this person when I hear that song, and I just think tonight we're going to be in for a real treat, because our Andrew Bear is going to talk to us tonight and share some thoughts. So, Andrew, come on up.
For a minute, I thought, I wonder who he's talking about. I said, I was talking. Thank you, Kim. Do you believe everything that you hear? Like, if you hear on a radio or TV or you see those little signs that, you know, it's scientifically proven, like this new Hollywood diet for 1995, you can lose 20 pounds in 48 hours, it's scientifically proven. You don't believe that?
No.
How about this one? On the radio, they said every day of your life you will see a cow. And it's proven. So I keep telling people this, so I have people looking for their cows. I don't believe everything that I hear. I don't even believe things that I hear from people who say, well, so-and-so this experience. I'm going to talk about healing tonight, and my personal experience, and my skepticism. Now, I don't think there's anything wrong with being a skeptic. I think I'm probably the number one skeptic in the world, because I never believe anything anyone tells me. My big thing is prove it, and then prove it again. Unless I'm the one doing the proving, and then I truly believe it. So, I've been in Millie's classes, I think going on 6 years, and she talks about Charlene and her asthma, having been in a healing circle, and how this woman had had asthma, really bad, I guess, for all of her years. Adrian, I think you were probably there. And I've heard about wonderful healing that went on from this healing circle, how she didn't have the asthma anymore. My skeptic person steps up and goes, yeah, right, maybe it wasn't as bad as everybody thought it was, or maybe she just said, yes, it was better because she didn't want to hurt anyone's feelings. So I wanted proof. All these people talk about being in these healing circles, sitting on healing stools, and they've had a healing. And I thought, well, you know, okay, maybe so. This is just how I am, and I think it's okay because I always want proof. Well, about a year ago, I got my proof. I just didn't recognize it until about 3 or 4 months later. I had been having stomach problems, and I hadn't said anything, but it was like, just take more medicine, and it went from just being once in a while to being all the time, and it went from being just a little bit of a pain to being a big pain. And I remember sitting in class one night, and I thought, man, my stomach is really hurting tonight, and seemed like I had just been taking more and more stuff and adding more stuff. You know, that's what doctors tell you. Take one of this and two of this and three of these and, you know. Well, Millie, it was the end of the last circle, and Millie pulled me up and had me standing in the middle of the room. And she pulled two men up who were healing. Jeff Sims is in the back and Gary Reinhart. And I had not said anything about what was bothering me or anything, and I really didn't have a clue what this circle was. But she asked them both to touch me in where they felt the need. And Gary was standing in front of me, and he touched my stomach right on the spot where it hurt. And I thought, son, how could he have known that? I mean, he could have touched me anywhere else, but right on that spot. So they were healing. And I don't know how I felt. I was honored that I was in a healing circle. It was about 3-4 months later that I was driving, and all of a sudden it hit me. My stomach's not there. I still have all this stuff at home. I'm not going to the store buying the antacids and the this and the that. I'm not taking the medicine as much. And then all of a sudden I was overwhelmed with this guilt that because I knew immediately that a healing had taken place back in May, and here it was 3-4 months later, and I thought, oh, angels, I'm really sorry it took me so long. But I was very grateful, and I was very aware, and I knew, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that healing does take place. Now the question is, does it take place immediately? Or did it just over the course of the month gradually go away? I don't know. I wasn't very aware, and normally I'm very aware of myself. I consider to know myself very well of what I like and what I don't like. So that was my first healing. That I really, 4 months later, I really got the grasp that this worked. So then I got to thinking, you know what? Charlene very well could have had her asthma healed. I would like to talk to her and find out, you know, how did it happen? Was it immediately, or did it just go away over time, or, you know? Pay attention, because it's interesting. Now we go back to this year in May. I was sitting in class, and I had that awful cough and that cold that everybody's had. And I thought, oh, I'm just going to leave because I'm making more of a racket, and I really shouldn't be here. I should just go home. But something kept telling me to stay. So here it was toward the end of the class, and Millie pulled me up with Barry and Valerie Titlow. And I felt like I was totally encased. And I knew that, you know, this was a healing circle and that, well, I knew that it was for my cough. My cough was going to be healed. I knew this. Well, Valerie asked me a couple questions, you know, do you have headaches? Yeah, and she said, right here, and she explained it, and I said, yeah. She touched my hip, which I have a hip that has bothered me, and it was kind of like my stomach. It just had been every once in a while, and then it was kind of like a constant pain. She touched my hip right where it always bothers me. There you go, once again, how do these people know? There is something to this, for them to be able to just touch you where your pain is. Well, she says, you know, I'm really going to pray for you because, you know, we really want you to get better. So everybody says, oh, tomorrow, you're going to sleep so good tonight. You are going to feel so good tomorrow. So the next morning was Tuesday morning, we went to breakfast, and Billy says, how did you sleep last night? And I said, I coughed all night long. Well, how do you feel today? I feel terrible. I feel worse today than I did yesterday. Huh. But the cough did slowly go away over the days. But you know what I realized about a week later? The hip wasn't hurting. So I thought, okay, so here's another proof to me that I went in there saying, I'm in this healing circle for my cough, but it was another need, evidently, that needed to be taken care of. So when you sit on a healing stool, or you work healing, or whatever it is that you're doing with the healing, it is in the area of need. It's not always the obvious one. Obviously, I figured I needed that cough to be gone, and when I went home, and it wasn't. But also, I paid attention then to the other areas of my life and noticed that it wasn't poof. Certain things didn't just go away. Slowly things went away. Slowly I became aware of things to do differently to make myself feel better. And I consider that part of all that healing. It doesn't happen immediately. It may not be in the need that you think it is or that you want it to be. And, you know, I just have to say, pay attention. Know, you know, that Bible verse that says, man, know thyself. Know yourself. So you may have an ache and pain that you don't even realize. You know, sometimes things hurt so much you just get used to it that you don't pay attention that you may go into a healing circle. And that ache and pain that you've just blocked out all your life may be gone now. And you walk out of there thinking, well, nothing happened to me because you still have your headache. But now maybe your knee that's been sore for a month is now better. So know yourself. Know. And know that it doesn't have to be instant. You know, you see those faith healers that take those people and just whomp them on the head and they go falling down and they jump up and they're healed. I don't think so. And And, you know, and if it takes you a few months like it did me, you know, if it takes you 3-4 months, and then you go, oh, I don't have that pain anymore, don't feel guilty. Just be grateful and give the glory where the glory is due. And there's another thing that comes with healing, too. I don't know how many of you are, when you get sick, you ask for, you say, God, I'm sick, I really want to feel better. You start praying for yourself. You call up your friends, you do whatever. Please pray for me, I'm sick. How many do that? You guys are lucky. I don't. I always think, oh, you know, I don't want to bother anyone. I don't want to bother God. I don't want to bother Barbara. I don't want to bother Lindy. You know, I'm going to stay home and not feel good. Well, about a few weeks ago, I found myself really feeling awful. And I was in a really, really bad mood. And I was in such a bad mood that I actually had to leave my bedroom because I wanted to throw things at my husband. And it was nothing he had done. It was just, I was just in one of those really bad moods. So I had to go outside. And I was sitting outside in my nightgown on a towel on the wet grass. And I was looking up at the stars. And I said, God, I really want to feel good. I really want to be in a good mood. And as Millie says, you know, she said, honey, your nose is too occasional. I realized that all I had to do was ask. And I felt instantly better, just the fact that once you ask, you have that hope. Because he says, ask and you shall receive. Well, if you don't ask, a lot of times you do receive. But if you ask, sometimes it happens a little bit faster. So remember to ask, to pray for it. It's abundant. The healing, and when you ask and you reach out, then it just kind of snowballs and all this goodness goes everywhere. Because when we ask somebody to pray for us, then that gives them something and they get a reward back too, just as when we pray for our friends. Another thing I've noticed, this has been, I feel like the last 6 months has just been, I've been in some kind of school, because all these things, I've just learned so much. And for me, sometimes I think I get sick to learn things. Because when I'm not feeling good, I get really irritable. And when I get really irritable, I don't like myself. And sometimes that's when I have to really look at myself. And I have to really go inside. And I really have to get my nose to the pavement and then say, okay, God, you know, I do need you. I need help. I need some kind of guidance. And I started doing this. You know, asking for help. And these names, people that are our family and our friends and our church, these people's names kept coming to my mind. I kept thinking about them and kept thinking about them, thinking, I haven't seen them, I wonder how they're doing, da da da. So one day, you know what, I picked up the phone and I called somebody that I'd been thinking about. How are you doing? I'm losing it, I'm having a horrible day, I think my life is going down the tubes and on. This person needed someone to talk to. This person wasn't reaching out, so I feel like God helped me. You know, I was thinking about them for a reason, so I called them. And she sent me an email later and said, thank you so much. I feel so much better. Someone else I didn't call, but she sent me an email, and I just happened to be there, and I sent her one back, and I said, how are you doing? And she said, you know, I've been sick, and I've got this problem and that, so, you know, it just hasn't been a good summer, and on and on and on. And I said, can I add you to the prayer list? And she said, please do. I hadn't even thought about that. Other people I do run into, it's like, you know, I've been thinking about you. How are you doing? Well, I haven't been feeling too good. There's been a lot of people in our church family this summer who have been sick. And so what I'm trying to realize, too, is that it makes me feel really good if I call someone or if I send them an email or something, and to say, how are you doing? I'm thinking about you. And I keep you in my prayer. That's what healing is about, too. Friendship can be healing. Everybody in this room has the power with just a simple phone call or a simple, you know what, it's good to see you, give you a hug, you know. How are you doing? Instead of, how you doing? And in the back of your mind going, well, please don't go into detail. I don't want to hear it. Just say fine. You know, how many times do we do that? You know, you say, how you doing? In the back of your mind, you're going, okay, now they're going to go into all day. Or how often do you say, you know, how are you doing? And you really want to know. because that gives you a chance to pray for someone. And I think praying for somebody else can really help you a long way in your own growth and in your own healing. So basically, ask and you shall receive. Don't expect it to be immediate. Pay attention, because it may not be in the area that you thought it would be. Because sometimes you might have a need that's bigger in another area than what you think your immediate need is. And if you're thinking about someone, call them. Chances are they need your phone call. Chances are you're thinking about them because it's you that they need to hear from. And that's all I have for tonight.